Hello, welcome to Talking and Reading from Japan by Hidemi Woods. I'll read episodes from my books I wrote and talk about them here. I hope you enjoy the show with me. Hi, this is your host, Hidemi Woods. I read an episode from my book, An Old Tree in Kyoto. Today's episode I'm reading here is called A Match. This is about one of the earliest memories of my childhood. A match. The house where I spent my childhood was very old. Half the floor in it was bare earth, and my family lived like in the way of the Wild West. With our shoes on, we walked around the house and ate meals. It was all right to throw away the rest of a drink from a cup directly onto the floor. My father used to smoke. When he smoked, he would light a cigarette with a match and toss the match to the dirt floor. It burned itself out. That is probably my earliest memory. I remember a thrown match was burning out on the floor, and I said, "Ah." According to my parents, I uttered, "Ah," every time my father threw away a match, as if I didn't approve it. And my tone was always tinged with disappointment. I guess I was already cheap as a child and couldn't bear a thing to be thrown away after just one-time use. I was nagging at my parents about everything all my childhood, and even my earliest memory is something critical about my parents. No wonder we've been on bad terms for such a long time. This was today's episode. I have a good memory about my childhood, and I remember quite a few childhood happenings, incidents. Maybe better than others for some reason. My old house stood for more than 100 years, and my family had lived in there until it was destroyed and rebuilt when I was 9 years old. The old house was a single story house, which was quite big because my family was a farmer. And in those days, farmers tend to live in, farmers lived in not quite a large house. And my family wasn't the exception. And it was a big old wooden single story house. And the roof was old style roof, which was stone, roof, and the inside of the house was really interesting. It had an interesting interior. Basically, everything was so old. And of course, it had some renovations from time to time during those 100 years history, but it almost looked shabby all over. And the half of the house had the earth floor, the dirt floor, and usually Japanese people get into a house with their shoes off. They take off their shoes when they get into a house. It was a normal custom of Japanese people. But my house was had half dirt floor, so we got into our house without taking off our shoes. We just continued to walk on to the house, and that floor wasn't even. It was uneven, really bare dirt floor, and it had small marbles or stones everywhere. So when I ran into the house, I often tripped one of those marbles and fell. I scraped my knees inside the house back in those days. And on that earth floor, there was a dining room of my family and the kitchen, but most of the space was used as the passage and the storage space of our farming equipments. And the other half of the house was one step higher, and the floor was boarded and with tatami. Some parts were just boarded, but some had tatami floor. And that part of the house we used as the living room space or our bedrooms and guest rooms. And although that was a boarded tatami floor, we didn't have any passage or hallway. The rooms were connected itself. Every room was side by side. So when we moved around, inevitably we had to cross the other room. And so basically there was no privacy or our own room or those private space was quite limited. And the bathroom was on the bathroom was separated by the earth floor passage, and so when we took a bath, we had to put a slate of the wooden board as a bridge between the bathroom and the living room. And we crossed the bridge to the bathroom. And when we saw the bridge, we knew the bath was ready. That was a signal. And the toilet was on that boarded floor part of the house, but it was strictly for the guests, not for a family use. Family member used the bathroom that was that stood on the front yard outside the house. So when it rained, we needed to use umbrella to get to the bathroom. And I lived, the area where I lived was so rural, and there was no need to lock the house. No one in my neighborhood locked their house. It was a common practice of my neighborhood. And so from the front door and the back door, from the front door to the back door, there was a earth floor passage inside my house. So neighborhood kids were often running through from outside into our front yard and then into our house and exited from the back door of our house, yelling, "Let me pass!" Because it was they used our earth floor part of the house as the shortcut of my small hamlet. So I wonder how much you can imagine the old way in which I lived when I was a child. And so a match was a vivid memory of my childhood that was burnt out on the earth floor like a used fireworks. And I think I didn't approve it to approved that my father threw away only he used it only once and he threw away it. I think I felt it was a big waste. And in that young age, I had been already sort of judgmental. And it's not just matches my father used. I was pretty, I was critical about pretty much anything about what my parents did. Because in my memory, I had no way because my parents did what I couldn't agree with. Everything, almost everything they did was that I couldn't agree with. So, from my childhood, I had continued to be a strong critic, a strict critic for them. And even after we rebuilt the house, and it became a brand new house. And even after that, we moved in the brand new house at the same spot where the old one stood, I couldn't stop criticizing my parents because they kept doing what I couldn't agree with. So I just had continued to criticize my parents until I grew up, and as I grew older, the stronger my criticism became. And maybe that was one of the reasons I left home, besides I chose to become a musician. Maybe I couldn't live with my parents any longer. And even after I left home, every time my parents contacted me, such as through phone calls or letters, their contacts were also still what I couldn't agree with. So every time we contacted, we ended up quarreling, fighting each other. So I gradually had become distant from them. We had drifted away each other, and lately I haven't seen them in years. So my parents and I now are completely distant and estranged. We are now almost like strangers because we never contacted each other. So I think those matches of my childhood symbolized how my relationship with my parents would go. So matches foretold me, matches hinted me that we would be drifted away completely in the future, because it symbolized how much I disagree with my parents. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. I'm Hidemi Woods. Until next time, take care and be well.
Audiobook, The Family in Kyoto, One Japanese Girl Got Freedom by Hidemi Woods, on sale at online stores or apps. Apple Books, Google Play, Audible, 43 available distributors in total.